This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa K.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel. Significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, and we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
And he said, you know, you can't really have a rocket program if you're going to dump $1 billion into the ocean every time you fly. You have to save it.
Right.
And he saved it. First time that I've ever seen that done. Now, nobody else can do it. If you look at the U.S., Russia, or China, they can't do it, and they won't be able to do it for a long time. He has the technology. So you learn, I wanted somebody really smart to work with me in terms of the country, a very important aspect, because, I mean, he doesn't talk about it. He's actually a very good businessman.
You think? He's got like $400 billion. He's a very good businessman. That is President Trump on Hannity last night with Elon Musk. Let's get to our guest, Taylor Riggs, co-anchor of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network every day at noon to 1 Central Time. Taylor, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So you probably know this, and I probably know this, that Elon Musk has clearly got some business savvy going on. But
just a little.
I'm reading this headline this morning, and I think it's Barron's, that Tesla stock has slipped after he was on the Hannity show last night. What's wrong with these people?
I know. So look, I mean, there's Tesla, the car company, which it maybe is down a little bit because there's some actual fundamental things going on. They didn't get a fully self-driving license in China that they thought they were going to be getting this quarter. That's been delayed a little bit. China might be playing tit for tat with Trump and the tariffs. But then there's also Tesla, the brand. And a lot of people, I think particularly on the left, are saying, oh, well, I sold my Tesla because, or I bought my Tesla before I knew Elon was crazy. And a lot of people are wondering if Tesla, the car company, can continue innovating if Elon Musk is, quote unquote, distracted by what he's doing in Washington. I'm with you. What are these people thinking? Elon Musk is one of the most brilliant, incredible human beings. He founded PayPal, right? He's in SpaceX. He's in XAI. He just launched Grok 3, a new chatbot that competes with OpenAI Monday night, I believe it was, or Tuesday night. It's doing great. He is always has his hands in a million things. This is never a person I would ever, ever bet against. I think shares falling is a little bit of an overreaction. But again, there's some fundamental news with the overall EV market. Yeah. Some other people are making a big deal of, well, Elon Musk is distracted. But I think it's all poo-poo. I think he's doing an incredible job.
It's a good point. Speaking of PayPal, I saw him tweet out, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, listen, why are you so worried about me going into the Treasury or the secret, Social Security and trying to steal your information? I owned PayPal. I had all that stuff if I wanted it. Right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. If he wanted your information, he would have gone into PayPal because guess what? He started that company and would have stolen it. Of course he didn't. And of course he's not doing it now. I think those are the fringe left trying to scare a lot of people.
Yes.
This is an anecdote. I had a friend's house caretaker come over and she was all freaked out. She was like, oh, I can't have Elon Musk looking at my social security number. And he was like, what are you talking about? The way that they've been able to convince normal Americans that this guy is snooping through all of our tax data. Newsflash, Edward Snowden snooped and released tax data, really important CIA information. Newsflash, Social Security IRS person leaked Donald Trump's tax returns a few years ago, and he's spending 5 years in prison for it. So this isn't a novel Elon Musk who's coming in to snoop through people's returns. People have snooped through their returns with little consequences. Elon Musk is not doing that. And like you said, if he wanted to, he would have done that 20 years ago with PayPal.
Well, we know the left just does not like Elon Musk because of his affiliation with Donald Trump now. But I also wonder if people are angry, feeling like some of these seemingly teenagers who are working for Elon Musk under Doge, if they're mad that they have access too, because we don't really know who is working for Doge. Although, wasn't there some guy with some weird name?
Big Balls? Is that what you're talking about?
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
I'll let you say
it. That was his social media name, I think, his nickname.
You know, my take on this is, you have business, private sector people who move at the speed of business,
yes,
interrupting old, stodgy, slow-moving Washington. Washington doesn't like that. No one wants their cheese getting moved around.
Nope.
But it's necessary. It is 1,000% necessary. And you know what? Great. You know who some of the best coders in this world are? The people who actually grew up with AI, the people who grew up coding, they might be 25. And guess what? That's going to be okay. Because I can tell you, the 70-year-old Nancy Pelosi's don't know how to code. So let's bring in the smart young people to get it done. I'm all for it. And again, my only caution is, I do, and a co-anchor of mine said this, better to take a scalpel rather than a machete, because if something does go wrong, you just don't want to give the left any reason to start blaming Elon Musk. So I don't want even like an accident to go wrong.
Yeah.
But again, you have to move at the speed of the private sector.
It's a great point. What are you guys working on for the Big Money Show today?
Doge. I mean, we are all over this stuff. And I think, again, as I've told you guys, this is what Americans are most excited for. I do not want to be on the wrong side of history where I said that I was against cutting out fraud, waste, and abuse. I want to be on the right side of history where I said, yeah, we looked at Social Security saying that they're maybe still paying out payments to 20 million dead people.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable. I want to... again, sort of be digging into this. And again, if we cut that spending, that helps inflation, it helps business owners. And of course, we do need to focus on the tax bill, something else that we're going to be talking about. And the House is, you know, moving at different speeds than the Senate, which is moving at different speeds than the president. So we need a tax bill, and we need that to happen sooner rather than later.
Taylor will be watching noon to one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. Love getting Taylor on here. Just a breath of fresh air up there at the network level for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.